Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Exploits Discovery, traded on the CSE under the symbol NFLD, and now on the OTCQX under the symbol NFLDF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Jeff Swinoga. We are going to get an update on the 2021 drill program that the company completed that encompassed 13,500 meters of drilling, plus a lot of surface work, continuing to build out targets. Exploits is focused in Newfoundland. The company has numerous projects all across Newfoundland, around a number of other well-known projects, and they are continuing to work through this portfolio of projects, drilling and target generation-wise. Jeff, let's just provide a quick little update in terms of the 2021 work and those drill meters completed. Again, 13,500 meters completed on five targets. The news release from January 20th outlines just how many holes and meters were done at each of the five targets, those being Schooner North, Quinlan Veins, Jonathan's Pond, Schooner South, and Little Joanna. Give us a little summary of the drill program and the goals around that drill program from last year, please.
Sure. Thanks, Corey. And thanks, Chad, for having me on again. So just to recap our 2021 program, you know, we drilled a total of 58 holes, 13,500 meters, Schooner North, South, Quinlan Veins, Jonathan's Pond, Little Joanna, all great targets. And it's still, we've only reported about six of those assays, so those drill holes. So we got still 90% to report in the next month or two. So it's certainly going to be a lot of news coming out from our company. But in addition to the drilling, we also did over 20,000 line kilometers of airborne VTM. So we just talked to our people about that recently. We're getting the final report. So we're going to be flooded with a lot of great data on that. We also did a lot of soil samples and prospecting, like over 2,000 of those samples. And we also did about over 300 line kilometers of ground mag. So we're very pleased about the program. It was executed very well with our all local team. I'm very proud of our local team. So the plan is that we're going to get the remaining assays, report on them, do the analysis, absorb all that data from the VTEM, triangulate, if you will, between our great lead advisor, David Groves, very good world-class geologist in Perth, Australia, as well as Goldspot, as well as our local team, to kind of go through all of that. And then we're going to start drilling again. And we've got new targets. Whether we go back to the old targets, it's going to be good.
Well, Jeff, it's definitely an exciting time, and we'll definitely be keeping tabs on all these assets as they come back in. It looks like the majority of the drilling happened at Jonathan's Pond and Quinlan Veins targets, but you did put quite a few holes in the other three targets as well. Is there one, even though it's early days and you're still awaiting this data, is there one target that has you the most animated out of the five?
Well, you know, when I first joined the company back in September, my first visit was with the Jonathan's Pond, and it's got such a beautiful, you know, outcropping of quartz veining that I just, you know, but you can never fall in love with the target. So, but to your point, Chad, you know, we put 21 drill holes into Jonathan's Pond, and we look forward to reporting on those assays. We had some really good grab samples there too, and we did some channel sampling. That's where the guys found they found Paul's Boulder, which had a grab sample of like 700 grams per ton of gold, and we saw some VG in the channel sampling, which was great. I like the properties; it's great. But also Quinlan. You know, even we've had some initial, you know, only the six drill holes out first for Quinlan, but nice quartz veins up there, and great grab samples, about 60 grams a ton. So that was good. So the order will probably come out. It will probably report on the rest of Quinlan Veins assays next. And then we'll probably do Jonathan's Pond or Schooner North. And as you remember, Schooner North is and Schooner South is literally just kilometers away from the Keats Zone. So the guys did a lot of sampling of the Schooner area because when you think about the proximity to some of the angles and so forth, we want to make sure that we got a greater understanding because it's the same sort of rock type as Keats. So we're kind of, I mean, we're kind of equally excited, to be honest, Shad, about each of the targets. You know, there's a lot of great things about, you know, sampling and rock types that, and a lot of thought went into each of them. But having said all that, we're going to have greater visibility going forward after we get the, as I mentioned, the VPTEM back, as we continue to do more field work around the same areas and the new targets and the assays. And that's just going to make us so much more informed and to refine our program for the next set of for our next drilling program this year.
So even within the news release, it says that drilling is essentially paused right now as you're waiting for some of these results to come back. And it sounds like of a total of 58 holes drilled, still have 52 to still be released assay-wise. When do you expect some of these to get back? And when, time-wise, I know can be a bit iffy, but when do you think you could be drilling again?
Yeah, so you know, we want to make sure we have a really good, thoughtful program, and I like to call it exploration excellence, where really making good use of our shareholder money and drilling the best targets. So, and the question is do we go back to existing targets where we see trends, potential trends, or do we go to new targets? I get asked a lot of questions. Why not do two drills, right? Why not do the new targets and the old targets and so forth? And there's a lot of camaraderie in the area of what maybe we can share a drill with others that are close by in our land package. So it's I'm really looking forward to drilling again, to be quite honest. So in terms of time frame, you know, Corey, I'd love to give you a month and a day, but all I can say is that the team is working extremely hard right now on going through the data we currently have. As I mentioned, the final report we'll be getting shortly from the VTEM, so we'll be sifting through that. Some of the collaboration work we're doing on some other initiatives that we can talk about at some point is going to be interesting and kind of feed into our program. So I like to say sort of summerish. The other question I get asked is about the size of the program. And right now, for all intents and purposes, I would say it's probably similar to what we did last year. I'd love to expand the program, but we need to have good reason to expand the program. And going through all of our results and getting the assays back are going to lead us to our you know, how we're refining and our new program for 2022.
Well, Jeff, you've kind of teased that there are some new targets along with the old targets. And one of the ones we've discussed a little bit was the potential of going north and some of those targets like Appleton North, Deuter, Titan. What has you excited about going north in that area if you do get a drill there for some of those new targets?
Those we'll hopefully get those the permits very shortly on those targets up north, as I mentioned, with Deuter, Titan, and Appleton North. And those are great targets. They're along the Appleton Fault, you know, same fault that the Keats Zone is on, and so as well as Lab Gold. So we're excited to kind of go up there, but we want to make sure that we take all the get the assays back before we start venturing up there again. And you know what? I kind of view it like tackling the north, almost like a Game of Thrones type of thing, where and doing a sort of a northern campaign and maybe do a southern campaign as well to True Grit, because True Grit's got a lot of historic low grade, but they've got some high grade areas too. So I'd love to get to the True Grit, and we'll come up with potentially even more targets with the VTEM work and the additional work that is going on. So we won't have a lack of targets. Let's put it that way. And how we and the expertise that we're using to triage, to prioritize where we turn drill or drills is going to be extremely important, and that coordination is going to be key to the success and hopefully finding something large, something meaningful.
So Jeff, one quick question regarding permitting. There's clearly a lot of targets, a lot of different projects that you could be drilling this year. Are permits in place for all or most of these?
The three you mentioned, we're pretty confident those are coming in shortly, and so that's going to be good. In the permitting, honestly, I was talking to our guy that does our permitting, and he was commenting with our local guys and just said, you know, our guys are fantastic. You know, they made sure that they read the permits. They're completely compliant and above, you know, cleaning up the area. So, you know, from an ESG perspective and having, you know, our local team really care about the area and honoring and respecting and being compliant or above compliance is, I'm kind of proud of that. I'm not sure how we make people aware of that, but I think, being community citizens, if that makes sense, is really important in the area. And it's a small group of people that approve these permits. So, and we want to make sure that we have a good reputation with them and continue to, again, because of our large land package, we're going to be looking for more permits with new targets and so forth. So maintaining that great reputation is important to us.
Well, Jeff, just one other thing to touch on, and that is you guys have a dearth of different data you're looking at, from the geomagnetic to the soil sampling to the actual assays you'll be getting back to the AI work that GoldSpot's done. But you're considering looking into another study, and that's the magnetic, telluric, the MT studies, just for how these orogenic gold systems form. Could you maybe speak to that and how that could be another layer of data?
Well, thanks for bringing that up. I know we talked about it briefly, and I'm personally excited about it, because when you look at what they did in Australia in terms of doing the MT studies and seismic work, and they call it sort of fingers of God, if you will, where they're going down like 20, 30 kilometers and finding how these orogenic flows have come up and created these sort of like these massive gold deposits. And so that type of work hasn't been done in the province of Newfoundland and Labrador. So this is something that's recently happened. So we've been meeting weekly with the professors at Morrow University, and we're going to get some industry leaders together and hopefully some government funding and industry funding and to embark upon this MT study. And we're thinking about putting an MT corridor across the province. And what that'll do is it'll kind of provide insight into, are there sort of these orogenic fingers of God flows that we see that, created like the Keats Zone or others or Marathon. So that's going to be really interesting. We're hopeful to kick off the study in the next, maybe within this year. And then we'll start getting information hopefully within the year. And then it's going to be about a couple of years. But when you think about the impact that you can have upon the province and creating an industry that is going to help provide generational families with work for their kids, creating almost like another Abitibi or another Sudbury, a whole mining district based on, it's going to take a lot of other studies, but to be sort of when, on the ground, on the ground floor, when you're sort of building a railroad across Canada or the U.S., it's pretty exciting times. And I'm hopeful that something, this continues to evolve and continues to be supported. I did speak to a very large shareholder about it recently, Eric Sprott, and he's support, not Eric directly, but through his people, and they're supportive. So it all seems to be pointing in the right direction to hopefully unlock this whole region.
So Jeff, clearly a lot of, drill results and work to still come in, but sounds like you guys are going to have some pretty big plans for this year. The question always is, do you have the cash to do it? Where does the company stand cash-wise?
Yeah, well, we're very blessed to have, $14 million of cash and zero debt. And our program this year, we haven't put a number in terms of the spend, but we're well cashed up to support our 2022 exploration program. But if we get into multiple drills and things like that, which I would be excited for, there'd be a reason for that, right? So it's we're very blessed to have the cash available to fund our program and to continue to report on results and keep people updated.
Okay. Well, Jeff, really appreciate the update here. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Jeff regarding any of the work that was done last year or any of the work that will come this year, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. And in full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Exploits Discovery. We will be following up as especially some of these drill results come in from last year's program and we get a couple more or a little bit more insights into what is going to happen this year. So, hey, Jeff, really appreciate the update and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it.